The cannon and a wall of muskets fire with a deafening blast. The British and Tory officers fall dead, and the bridge is swept clean in an instant, with every man who is crossing hit. Some of the wounded drown in the water below. The creek is normally around 5 feet deep, but can rise several feet with the tide. Many or most of the remaining Highlanders turn and run. The Patriots, perhaps as stunned as their foes are, leap over the earthworks to give chase. A few moments of hand-to-hand combat kills or captures the Highlanders remaining on this side, around the marker at the curve. In one case, it is hand to teeth, as a Whig resorts to biting a Loyalist before the latter surrenders. Meanwhile, two friends race for MacLeod's body, and Abraham Newkirk wins his watch. Later, the body is found to contain 9 bullets, plus a couple dozen buckshot. MacLeod had been a newlywed. Some of the Tories return fire from across the creek. However, less than half an hour after their arrival, 3 minutes or less since the first gunshot, the battle is over. The Patriots slide over the Brigstringers or through the creek and up the road towards the Tory camp. Many of the Loyalists surrender immediately. The Whigs sweep up most of the rest, following them at least as far as their camp in today's Atkinson. One historian says the remaining Tory officers meet briefly at the camp before the Patriots arrive and decide to distribute the ammunition and disband. However, many survivors stay together for mutual protection and move towards Smith's Ferry, modern Smithfield, only to be caught in another creek along the way. The Patriots from the battlefield are helped by more Whig militia coming from further west, trapping Tories as far west as modern Averysboro. At the camp, they capture MacDonald as well, supposedly asleep in his tent. The same historian says MacDonald offers his sword to Moore per the custom of the day and has it returned by the same courtesy. Please continue down to the audio clip under A Legendary Ride.